This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey AfterBuzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? Queen of the South, episode 13, was just as epic as we had hoped for. It is the season finale, and you won't want to miss any of it, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Wish I knew.
Come on, Alex.
Come on, Dave. Yes, Alex. Yes. We had the hit this earlier. Yes. Yes. Oh. Guys, it's a party up in here because it's episode 13 El Mundo for Queen of the South finale. And it was epic, like I said in the preview. Epic, guys. Just epic.
Right on, man.
Yes. Yeah,
the show does not disappoint.
Not at all. I mean, there was a full-out war and a lot of twists and turns that I was not expecting with James and with Camila and, like, people dying.
Some side deals.
Yep. Like, a lot of stuff happens, so you guys won't want to miss any of it, so stay tuned all the way to the end. Of course, we have Bote's tarot card reading, everything. But thanks so much for joining us. My name is Candace Cruz.
And I'm Alex Bowers.
And I am Jorge Payo.
And we're missing Leslie tonight, but...
R.I.P. Leslie.
Wait. Whoa! Whoa!
No!
Rewind! No! Leslie is fine.
Leslie's fine.
She's at home. She just couldn't make it tonight. So we wish she was here for the finale.
Yes.
But obviously, we held down the fort for her.
Mm-hmm.
And you got plenty of videos of my reaction. So yes, I think that fills for the two of us.
Oh, my God. Part of the fun for me watching the show is watching you watch the show.
That is literally every guest we've ever had. They look at me and they're like, I just am watching your reactions. Yeah. I'm like, are they that good?
They really are.
They are.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're hilarious. We'll talk about those as they come out.
Yes, I'm sure. But what were your guys' overall thoughts for this finale?
I thought it was great, and I also thought someone else was going to get killed. So I just thought, like, maybe if they would have just, you know, offed one more person.
But I really didn't who that person will be.
Not enough
Hold
death.
On, wait till we get there.
Yeah,
there wasn't enough death. There was only one death.
One death.
That we cared about.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. I think I think that was a pretty earned death.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah. R.I.P. Cortez.
I mean, we love you, Yancey.
Yeah, we love you,
but
Yancey.
But we love to hate you.
Oh.
Yes.
Yancey, again, one of the greatest human beings.
That
Oh, my gosh, yes. Everybody says so. But that character, woof.
He's great.
He's great at that.
I'm really excited to see what the fan reaction has been overall. Because I try to stay off social media before... Mm-hmm. The episodes, just because I don't want to get anything spoiled and everybody's watching on the East Coast. So I haven't seen what everybody has been blowing up about yet. So you guys start commenting down below because I'm sure that the live chat is like blowing up right now. I already had comments and DMs about this episode, so I can only imagine what the reaction was to Cortez's death.
It's probably
dun, dun, dun. Yes.
Probably a lot of, like, cheers and whatnot.
Right, celebrations. Not in his honor.
No.
Because Cortez, he says Teresa has, like, 9 lives, but really he does. Every time someone's trying to kill him, he just manages to escape or something.
This episode, I mean, we're fast-forwarding a little bit, and we'll obviously cover the whole episode, but this was the first time that I noticed the scar on the side of his face, because they haven't had that up close of a shot that you could remember from last season when he got burned.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I forgot about love that. Yeah. So the nine lives thing was very appropriate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. All right, let's just jump into this war, guys.
All right.
Because it was a full out shoot them up, bang them up, drag them out, let's go.
Yeah, they were going in there like soldiers, straight up.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I didn't expect Teresa's war to be, like, happening on that forefront. I thought all of it was going to be over in Sinaloa mm-hmm. and, like, dealing with...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
James tracking Camila and Cortez and then that war. I wasn't expecting the one with Teresa once she got the delivery of the cocaine.
Oh, right. The bomb explosion.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So,
and then even right after that, when she, when one of his guys, Cortez's guys was shooting at her, I didn't expect that either.
Yeah.
I also didn't expect that guy to get smacked by a bus.
Yeah, that was actually, that was good. Did we get her reaction for that?
I think, no.
She was, oh my God, he got hit by. No, you did, because I was laughing. Hysterically at
okay.
it.
Okay, I can't wait.
I went from, like, screaming to laughing hysterically. But we're jumping ahead. Teresa has gotten the deal. Obviously, we saw in the previous episode with Rinaldo. I just love rolling my R's, so I have to say his name like that. Got to roll him whenever you can.
It's Latino privilege.
It's exactly. Yeah, Rinaldo. dealing with Rinaldo and basically saying that Camila cannot be touched. Yes. She's got his blessing if Camila is not touched. Mm-hmm. So they get this huge shipment of cocaine and they've got George and Taza.
Taza, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taza on the border and get it in. And I just love seeing George come back, but yeah. He really was
different,
which I mean, kudos to Ryan. We can never give you enough accolades because you're just so talented.
Yes.
But to see the difference in the depth of what he's gone through, like mm-hmm. he is not returned. I don't think he will ever return back to the original George.
He had to bury his friend at sea. You know, that was he had to bury his one of his best friends at sea. Yeah. His guy. He says it, the family that you choose. We both lost family that we choose. You think he was referring to Kellyanne in that one?
I think Widow.
Widow? Yeah. Oh, more likely Widow.
I think more likely Widow because Kellyanne, I mean, yes, we chose her. However, she did betray us.
Yeah.
Widow didn't. Mm-hmm. His allegiance stayed strong the entire way, all the way to the end. And same with Bilal.
Right. Right.
You know, but I mean, Bilal had been lost. So I can't even imagine watching your friend and you're like committing to taking care of him and fighting till the end and then he still gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, it was a lot. Bilal went through a lot in the last, two episodes?
Yeah, he really did go through the ringer.
Oh, no.
The struggle.
Lobotomized and shot in the kidney. I mean, come on,
and
man.
Then just, and then buried at sea. Just back to back to back. Oof.
At least he's where he wanted to be. And then that tax audit. Mm-hmm. The what?
The tax audit that he had.
Hard times, guys. Yeah. But it was interesting to see the timing, which is what George had mentioned when they were weighing the cocaine, that it was 9 kilos over.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then it blows up. And obviously, Teresa's like, get away. She knew because she had had that warning from Castel.
Yeah.
Of my uncle's after you.
Yeah.
And then running out. But George even called it out. He was like, that was two on the money.
Mm-hmm.
That was two on the nose of when they pressed that button.
Yeah, someone had a detonator.
Yeah. You have a Trojan horse up in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were waiting for her to get close enough to the truck to blow it up. But not close enough, sucka. You missed.
Come she has nine lives.
Yeah. Nah, come at the queen. You better not miss, sucker. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Take a clear shot.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he did not. Why would you fight in the forest? Like, you're going to hit a tree. It's going to reverberate. It's going to come back.
He didn't know where he was. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy was from south of the border, and then he was in Arizona. He was lost.
He's just like, I don't know what's happening.
I need to get the heck out of here. Bote's chasing me with the gun. You know, you don't want Bote coming after you.
No.
Of all people.
You know who else is probably feeling like, get me out of here, is Camila.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's feeling it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when she's being taken to Cortez, and he put her... He put her in the kitchen and then he gets on the phone and says she's where she belongs. Excuse me. I'm going to pull up this ass.
You did not like that.
I did not like that.
I didn't
put two and two together until you said something we were watching. I'm
like, you didn't put two and two together?
No. She's where she belongs.
He has been making these side comments the entire episode, entire season.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, she's where she belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
I'm telling you. Oh, wait. Is that part of the Cortez Isabella scene?
I think it is. So let's get to that and then we'll do the Cortez Isabella scene. So obviously Cortez has got Camila captured. Mm-hmm. He's not going to hurt her. He wants her to make pozole for her.
Right.
Douche brings bag. Isabella in. And looking back at this end, I was like, okay, it makes sense. Like, he would obviously, like, test her to see where her loyalties lie. He's not going to put his life in danger. But I was, like, fit to be tied during this scenario with Isabella and, like, Cortez giving her the gun.
Right, and then coming up from behind her.
Like
one of those creepy frat guys that teach you in pool.
He's a creepy dad, like, stepdad that's just like... Let me show you.
Yeah.
Let me show you.
Let me rub on you.
He's been creepy for a good three episodes, though.
With the hand grab, like the whole, like, we're going to be familiar.
Right.
Mi niña.
Like, don't, no.
Yeah.
Even though you're not my sangre.
Yeah. Oh.
That was one of the lines he said. Even though you're not my sangre, I believe you to be, like, familia or some
shit. Mi hijita.
Mi hijita.
Oh, that made me chills. Now. So wait, do we have...
I think this is...
Is this my reaction?
This is your reaction to the Cortez Isabella Camila scene.
All right, let's see.
You're like...
I think that's when she was pointing. Yeah, she was pointing the gun.
Pointing the gun.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Yeah,
you're
oh,
like,
no.
You're like, oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
No. It's too much.
No, it was... No.
Too much.
No, I just shake my head. No. 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 What is happening right now with my reaction?
It's his whole thing behind her.
Split screen.
I know.
I'm just like this.
If you had the sound from the
the sound of the episode, because I don't know, like,
okay,
I'm just
so here's what we're gonna
Isabella
do.
Isabella,
okay, so we're gonna act out the scene, okay?
Okay, go.
So you're Isabella.
Am I Camila?
No, yeah, she's Camila.
Oh, I'm Camila.
She took your man, and what she deserves justice. Now is the time to take your vengeance.
I think that's the exact thing.
Yep.
So that was the scenario.
Basically.
Clearly.
Oh, this is the other one.
Yeah, we'll get to that one in a moment. Because that was a full on. No, that was the shootout with the guy that got hit by the bus.
Right.
This is during the full on war.
With Cortez. Right.
Should we go ahead and show this clip too before we get into the war?
This is the one where James and new Jimenez guy takes on Cortez when they first meet.
Oh, when they bust in
and Cortez is standing there.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't get the other one when the guy got hit by the bus.
Oh, dang. Well, before we get back to my dramatic antics, let's chat about AfterBuzz and all of their dramatic antics because they've got it on point.
Yes, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help, guys. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Feel free. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't, because those are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
I have to say, kudos to all of you guys because They are loyal like crazy. I say this every week, but the people just watching the After Buzz Queen of the South after show are loyal crazy on top of the fans that all watch Queen of the South. So we love you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for spending the season with us, guys.
13 weeks with us, guys. Yeah. 13 weeks. That's a long time.
That is a long
time. It went by fast.
It did. Are you guys tired of me yet?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Gonna miss you till next season.
Right? Yeah. Fingers crossed. Yeah. We have no official announcement, but we are sending up.
But come on.
Thoughts. Like, I mean, how could you have to renew?
We don't even know where you guys are going, right? The last thing she said, we don't even know where they're going. The last
thing she said was,
you just gotta wait.
You were jumping all over, girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are you going? What episode are we in? Like, are we halfway through? Are we one? No. I just want to get to the war.
Okay, let's do the war.
Obviously, because Isabella had an empty gun.
Mm-hmm.
Push her over, and he is pissed. Mm-hmm. He got the medallion off of her. He figures out the tracker, and then obviously he calls his Trojan horse about Teresa, and he's like, they're going to retaliate soon. Mm-hmm. So he knows that this is coming, and he's full out prepared. But I love that all of his men are out like drinking whiskey and tequila and just having a grand old celebration.
Yeah.
Why? Mm-hmm. What were they celebrating? Camila in the kitchen? Like, what were they actually celebrating?
Maybe they thought Teresa died.
I think they thought that they got word of the explosion. They thought that she died.
Oh, Teresa. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
They got comfortable really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Way too quick.
And then he came out there and went crazy.
I mean, that Trojan horse on their end, on James's end, was epic.
Yeah.
Like, that was legit. So, how did he do that? He strapped the gas...
Right.
And the wheel and just like let it go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And probably like put press a Molotov cocktail in the gas tank or something.
Hmm.
Or a bomb in the car. I don't know.
That was so cool though.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's awesome.
Explosions are always cool on TV.
Right? The effects are insane. I can't imagine how long it takes to actually shoot all of that though. But
probably a while. And from a whole bunch of different angles. And it's like one take. Because you don't get to do that twice.
No.
Right. You know, you don't get to do that twice. So you got cameras set up all over the place on that thing. And then you have the big safety talk beforehand, you know. And then plus, I've been in this situation before, too. You have, like, cast and crew, everybody with their camera phones going on.
Because they're like, this is so cool.
This is so cool. I'm going to post this later. Yeah.
We need to go on everybody's Instagram right now from Queen of the South and just see if they've got the epic, like, boom.
Yeah, the behind-the-scenes shot.
Let's see the behind-the-scenes shot. Well, that was, like, a very... The cuts and the edits were amazing this episode. They did a great job editing in general, but what I really loved was that they were juxtaposing the two fights at the same time. So literally when there was a shot, it went from Arizona to Sinaloa, like back and forth, which was really cool.
And so clean. Yeah.
Very clean.
Yeah.
And to see them go back and forth, I will say it was a little dark on our TV, but I couldn't really tell who was who and what was happening. I was just like, there's a lot of shots firing and I don't know what's going on. And then two of Boaz's men, woman, and they were cousins. Yeah. Yes. He got shot down and she was like, I'm not leaving him. She sacrificed herself for him.
Yeah.
Did she sacrifice? Did
she
die?
She's like, I got a grenade. She said, I got a grenade. Go save yourself.
Oh, that wasn't a grenade. I thought that was a knife.
No, there was a big explosion and he turned around and they were gone. Did y'all miss that?
I thought it was a knife, too.
I thought I saw a knife. I didn't see any explosion.
No, she said, I got it. And then he, like, James ran away, and then it went poof.
There were two explosions?
There was just one explosion within the building. We're going to have to go watch.
No, because honestly, our TV, it's a little hard to see sometimes. So I'm going to have to go and watch that again. But
I think that they died.
I think he died. I don't know about
that. I think they both died. She wasn't going to leave his side. But either way.
Sad.
Let us know what your thoughts are. Yeah, exactly. But he was like our main humanist soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. He was great. And he's going to be like going into predictions into like hopeful for future seasons.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a big part.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be doing some stuff.
He's going to be a crucial person.
Mm-hmm.
I have something for predictions.
Okay.
Later.
Hold on to that. Yeah, later. Hold on to that because we got predictions. Mm-hmm. We got both days tarot card reading for El Mundo, our last one of the season.
But we'll
see each other
again.
Yes, of course.
Until next we meet.
Well, they captured Cortez, which, okay, question for you guys.
Oh, the capture of Cortez. That's this video.
Yes. But do we feel like it was a warranted capture?
I think that Cortez, I'm still trying to figure out why he was sticking around.
My thing is like
why didn't he run?
Definitely was too easy. I thought there was going to be like a much bigger fight than there was.
That was my one critique on all of it. And I will give praises to the show all day, but that was my one critique is that they're facing each other. Why, number one, if you want to shoot somebody, why are we talking? Like, you have a clean shot. Well,
because they want the information as to where Camilla is.
Correct. But at that point, you're at a standoff. Like, why didn't he just shoot one of the, either Jimenez or James, or do something? Why did he literally surrender himself?
I think he ran out of bullets, right?
If you ran out of bullets, run!
Well, yeah, I don't understand why he didn't just say that. Yeah, I'm with you.
Or at least give yourself a one bullet and, like, be done rather than torture.
I'm with you. I'm just kind of like, all right, so he tells his soldiers to take Camilla to Rinaldo, to the Colombians.
Yes.
Why don't you just take them yourself, sucker? Right? That was my
escape route.
Obviously, some guys are getting out. Why don't you go with them?
Yeah, that's what, there was something about that that just seemed a little too easy for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, very happy of the turnout, but it just seemed a little, like, too easy of, like, well, here I am, take me.
Yeah.
Like, I wish there was a little bit more cat and mouse chasing during the shootout of, like, them actually having to chase him down and grab him and capture him and then take him in.
Especially because it's Cortez. We expect him to put up a fight and go crazy and not give up till the end. So.
Maybe it was his pride. Maybe they were playing into that part of his character of, like, well, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go with honor.
Because
he even said whenever they were torturing him of, like, what was his line? It was like, I knew this day was come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I obviously knew that this day was going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so then Cortez had a death wish from the very beginning.
I mean, you have to for all the crap that he's done.
You would think so, because live by the sword, die by the sword. That's what he said.
Yes,
he did say that too. Live by the sword, die by the sword.
So maybe that's why he wanted the punishment that he's given to everybody else. He was like, well, I've done it to everybody else.
I feel like he was also like putting a curse on Teresa at the same time while he was saying that. You know, he was like, you know, just understand.
Premonition.
Yeah, premonition. Yes. Yeah, like this is where we all end up.
And also, he did heed that warning of like, Camila will find you. I may be gone, but Camila will find you.
Right. And she said something like, no, she said, she did say something like that.
She said, I hope she does or something.
Yeah, I hope she does.
But I think the way that she said it was a different way. I think she had hoped that there was some type of like vision that was fixed or something.
Some sort of reconciliation, you think? Yeah.
Maybe.
That, I mean, it would have been wise on Camilla's part to.
It would be smarter than what route she took.
Yeah.
It's her ego.
It is.
Every time it's her ego that gets in the way.
I think it's not even just ego. I think it's insecurity as well.
Well, people with the biggest egos usually are pretty insecure.
Mm. Of thinking like that everybody, maybe it is ego and being a narcissist of sorts of thinking that everybody operates the way that you do and that your biggest enemy that you have insecurities about functions the way that you do.
Mm. But Camilla also had the idea that she's basically the reason why Teresa is what Teresa is.
True.
I made you. That kind of arrogance. That kind of like,
arrogance is the word.
Yeah.
And she's, like, really believing these lies. Mm-hmm. It was kind of sad seeing her, like, I am the reason, you know? She just didn't want to go, I guess, go out without having that, I don't know how to say it. Being able to say that she's the reason that Teresa is, like, you know, that, like, she, I don't know.
I hear what you're saying. I'm trying to figure out the word, what you're saying, too. She's the purpose of all. That self-entitlement, right? Like, it's unwavering.
Right.
Her self-entitlement. It's an unwavering arrogance that she has, this ego that drives her. Right. That even, and that even when she is in the wrong, she's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we'll definitely get back to Camila, but I want to stay on Cortez's torture because I think that that was like such an amazing scene. Because we had Boaz come back, the Jimenez cousin. We've got, who else did we have in there?
King George.
Like all those people he wronged, man.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is this the video? Is this the right video?
I think this might be it.
So we're going to cue up the video of my reactions because I think they're going to be rather entertaining. Yeah. Even though... Ah! Oh, what's up with my breathing?
I don't know.
It's so funny.
What is happening? Just shoot him.
Oh, no, yeah, this is when they corner him.
Yeah, this is when they corner and he surrendered.
Yeah.
And
it was like a slow motion. And that's where he gets hit by the bus. Yeah.
So we did get it.
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was a separate take. Okay.
So they were capturing Cortez at the same time as the other guy.
Yeah, he got hit by a bus.
I really want to see the beginning reaction. Get him like...
What is happening?
Of course I
will. I'll post that on Instagram stories for you guys and humiliate myself to all of my friends that don't watch AfterBuzz and watch me. So y'all get to watch it twice. My reactions.
We're just going to set up a GoPro for next season or something.
Right. Just capture you watching the entire episode.
Now I'm going over to This Is Us and the reaction is the opposite. It's not like, it's like...
That's a box of tissues.
I cry every time. I cried on the after show last year. Like, people knew when they tuned in I was going to cry live.
Yeah.
Yes. So, it happens. My reactions are just...
Hey, really there's that unwavering ego.
See?
That unwavering
Camila, I'm coming for you.
You are so Camila
I'm very Camila. Well, Castell is... Honestly, I think she's the biggest queen right now, and I underestimated her this entire season.
So bigger than Teresa?
Oh yeah,
she's got the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
She has the supply. She has the CIA. Mm-hmm. She has all the government officials. She is the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Camila is running it, but that means that someone ahead of her is allowing her to run it, meaning that you're still working for me.
You ain't the queen if you're working for somebody.
When she got out of that car and just put her hand out, that's when you're royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you guys feel how the situation went down with Castell? Because I didn't know where to trust her. I feel like she's one that will be a self-serving, like...
She's a Scorpion.
Opportunist.
She's a Scorpion. I keep an eye on her. She is an opportunist.
Well, she was in bed with Cortez, not literally, but working with Cortez and then...
Flipped on him
to be with Teresa. Mm-hmm. And then I thought she was going to flip again to go to Camila. So I was like, I don't know
who I didn't think she was going to flip to be with Camila. It made sense that she flipped on Cortez and went to Teresa.
Yep.
Because she said it. You're an innovator, right?
True.
You the whole thing with the cryptocurrency and this... And we know technology. We are the new generation. Yeah. Reynaldo and Camila are dinosaurs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Cortez doesn't necessarily fit into Castell's style of leadership.
So she was using him as the pawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And was going to figure out who was going better, whether Camila or whether Teresa was doing better. And then she's like, oh, let me go with her.
Well, she never really liked Camila, so that wasn't even a surprise that she...
From the beginning of the season, she never liked her.
Yeah, she was always against her. So after Cortez, I knew that she was going to be, not loyal, but like, I knew that I could trust her with Teresa. I wasn't scared or like when she got out the car or whatever. I knew that we all kind of called that Camila was in the car. I think the first one is.
I was like, she's in the car.
Yeah.
But I thought she was sitting next to her. I thought that that's why I thought that Castell had gone on Camila's side is because she ended up getting her in the car and she was trapping Teresa.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
So that Camila could
Because then why would she, why would that first scene happen between them, you know? if she was going to all of a sudden turn around and flip
on Vanessa. But she's flipped on everybody. So in all honesty, I feel like she, again, I thought she was an opportunist. That's what I thought. I was I definitely think she's an opportunist, but I think she's the bigger one.
It would have made the first scene pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I think she's the new generation, you know? She's Coke Zero. You know, yeah. And these other guys are old, like,
I mean,
classic
I do
Coke.
Like Coke Zero. It's great.
Not
great.
A sponsor, but yeah.
Not sponsored, but I do like it. It's great. And then, obviously, she did get rid of Rinaldo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, we saw that coming.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
We saw that coming. I mean, that was no surprise.
The Rinaldo doctors killed him, too. It wasn't even people. Did you guys see that he was in... They were in the doctor's office, and they're like, we're tired of working with you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
That's terrible. Got taken up at your own doctor.
Right. I mean, that pretty much wraps up the war. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, I mean, Cortez, we didn't really touch on too much of his, like, torture other than my reactions, clearly.
Just good for you, King George.
Yes.
Good for you. You got yours, son.
You sure did.
Him saying, like, the lobotomy, but I think that we can help you out with that. He pulls that, like,
chainsaw.
This is my scalpel.
Oh, but to see, you know what? I want to just visit that one more time. And the reason why is because I loved seeing all these characters that were so wronged by him just revel in the pleasure of finally getting their vengeance and like cheersing to each other. And I loved that Boaz went, everything's better with Tapatio.
Everything's better with Tapatio.
He did barbecue Batman.
He did.
And I thought
Brought up this season, too.
Yes, this episode, yeah. With Camila saying, we already know what you do to your best men with Batman.
Mm-hmm. He got
that
it.
Was, yeah.
I mean, we'll never forget that. I feel like I'm going to have to re-watch that, but with my eyes closed halfway again. But that was, like, epic. Epic. And then, obviously, we've got a bunch of deals happening. I loved the altercation between Camila and Teresa before she didn't kill her, obviously.
Right.
But I feel like that's when we really saw each of them for who they were, mm-hmm. the two women standing, nothing else between them, just hashing it out.
Mm-hmm.
The same but different.
Right, exactly.
Strong, powerful leaders, but...
Different leadership styles.
Different leadership styles. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Camila was trying to claim Teresa... As her creation,
yeah.
You know, that was very like the Dr. Frankenstein and the monster kind of thing, you know, and the monster coming back and saying, no,
yeah,
no, you did not make me, you know.
But that shot where she took the shot to the side, it's like,
oh,
that's your threat right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's your threat. And then, you know, now she's got her full team. The queen has her team, or the second queen.
-1.
Yeah. Principessa.
Principessa. -1.
-1. Who's that -1?
Oh, that would be Jaime James. Ay, Jaimecito. Off you go to the CIA, where they're going to put you in like Guantanamo or some black ops, some kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if anybody's looking for a new car, James left his car out.
Yeah, right. Can you find out where that car is?
It looked nice. That was a nice ride.
It was a nice car.
Maybe someone will find it next season.
He left his car. Maybe he left a tracker in the car.
I don't know, because he didn't say anything to Pote. He didn't say anything to Teresa. He was like, I let them think that it was my decision to leave. Boom.
But he unfolded all the questions that we've been having these last few episodes.
CIA.
I guess CIA.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I guess CIA. I thought that it was going to happen.
Made sense.
But James leaving, and I was waiting for Devin Finch, honestly, throughout the entire episode. I was like, when is he coming back? Because they brought him up. They can't just bring him up and then, like, he's gone again. Mm-hmm. Like, there has to be a reason why he's being brought back. But they had their last kiss.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Their last kiss for now.
For now.
Yeah.
Did you guys do the Queen of the South social media quiz that they had of like, would you rather or whatever? Yeah. They actually did say of like, who would you rather or whose side are you on and all that stuff. It was really cool. I'm going to pull it up as we pull up your lovely Pote Tarot card reading. Oh, do you want to hop on to that?
Sure. Okay. Why not? So this episode was El Mundo. right?
See,
we got the little JPEG of El Mundo there on the screen.
Oh, for the last time.
Here it is. Okay, gather around, my AfterBuzz children, and I will read you the meaning of El Mundo tarot card. When the world card appears in a tarot reading, you are glowing with a sense of wholeness, achievement, fulfillment, and completion. A long-term project, period of study, relationship, or career has come full circle, and you are now feeling a sense of closure and accomplishment. This card could represent the graduation, a marriage, the birth of a child, representing the end of a pregnancy, or the achievement of a long-held dream like running a drug empire. You have finally accomplished your goal or purpose. Everything has come together, and you are in the right place, doing the right thing, achieving what you have envisioned. You feel whole and complete as you get on a private jet and fly to an undisclosed location. Thank you.
Love the last sentence. Last Pote.
Brava, brava, sir.
Hey, we got a little something else from Pote. This is, remember Hemke visited us last week,
yeah. Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. And we didn't get to do this bit where we have Hemke read a little something. So we recorded it. My fellow nerds out there should appreciate this one.
Justice is the sword that custards.
Oh, no, that's not it.
And will not be swayed by other outer beauty when deciding what is fair and just.
Oh, that was our tarot card reading last week. No. Wrong video. But we it. Mm-hmm. I love listening to his voice.
I love it anyway.
And obviously, you guys, if you're watching on YouTube, you can also listen to us on iTunes and listen to the podcast and relive all of our fabulous discussions today about the finale of Queen of the South. You guys are awesome. Be sure to rate us, give us 5 stars, comment below, and you can listen to us on your commute and get all the tidbits again and obviously listen to the lovely Pote tarot card reading.
Yes. What else are you going to do in traffic?
Right? Listen to Queen of the South again, of course. Or any other AfterBuzz show. Remember that we do have tons and tons and tons of shows that are on that you can listen to. Also, back to the Queen of the South Instagram view story. It was the finale. How excited are you for the finale? Who should Teresa be more worried about? Camila or Cortez?
Cortez. Camila.
42% said Camila. 58% said Cortez.
Huh.
Who would you want to have your back in a fight, Pote or James?
Pote.
Pote 66, James 34. Who will Isabella choose, Camila or General Cortez?
Camila.
69% said Camila, 31% said Cortez. How meant to be are Teresa and James? Pull all the way up. Yes.
Me.
Fine.
I don't know if that was...
Who will win the final showdown? Teresa or Camila?
Oh, Teresa.
94% said Teresa. 6% Camila. Sorry, Camila. And that was it. But that was a really cool interactive thing that they did on Queen of the South's Instagram. So you guys should go on over and like and subscribe and follow and do all the things on social media. I can't keep up anymore.
I don't know.
And then on Yancey's Instagram, he does a lot of
live videos.
Background. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
behind all the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
All the BTS stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a really cool one with him and Loya practicing the fight in the hotel room. Yep. Guys, go follow Yancey. It's great.
And Loya is actually a black belt in real life.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Nick is a black belt.
Oh, wow.
So that was a full-on, like, full some on combat fight. Stuff. Uh-huh. That's fun to watch.
Yeah.
But, guys, we're getting close to the end, and I'm trying to, like, extend as much time as I can, but I think I'm running out of time.
Predictions. Yeah.
Do we want to go into predictions?
Let's get into predictions,
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
I have one.
Go!
Teresa's new right-hand man, the one that we think is going to be taking James' spot.
The Jimenez cousin.
Yes, the Jimenez cousin. I think maybe now she might have something going with him romantically. I just kind of got that vibe at the end. Yeah.
I mean, he did say he costs a lot.
Yeah. That was just the first thing that popped in my mind after their little scene at the end. Just like, maybe there's
something. I agree. I mean, obviously, Teresa, she is a woman.
Yeah, she's got needs.
Everybody has needs.
Everybody's got needs.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I don't think you should really do that where you work, but that's fine.
Yeah, don't eat where you poop.
The high pitched voice. That's fine. Yeah. It's okay.
As long as she still has upper hand, it's fine.
Yeah.
Is that your only prediction? Oh, I just.
Yeah, that's my only prediction. I really don't know where everything else is going to go.
I have a feeling.
The El Jorge.
Okay. I don't know. This is because we had Hemke in last week, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And he talked about, and we mentioned like the white suit and all of that with Teresa. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned, and then we talked about, you know, how the whole series started with the white suit and her getting shot and all that. And we're like, well, yeah, because that's the end. And he was like, or is it? So I'm thinking we're going to get white suited Queen Teresa next season.
I think she's almost there.
I think she's almost there.
With that last slide of the car.
Yeah.
And got on the plane. And I feel like her walk is changing. She's standing taller.
Into
and
her regalness.
Has that swag about her. She's not completely to the regalness that, like, Castell exudes.
Right.
Which I think, obviously, like, Teresa is going to go over Castell. But right now, I think that Castell has that, like, queenness that Teresa hasn't reached exactly yet, but it's there.
Emulate that.
It's on the cusp.
Yeah.
But leaving on the plane, I have no idea where she's going. She's obviously not going back to Malta.
Right. I think so.
Just saying. I do agree with that. I think there's going to be a little love connection. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have to have a little bit of fire in there. And he's also a Jimenez. So if he's anything like Boaz, he can be very rash to different things. So I'm interested to see this new trio dynamic because James is not gone, but I don't think he's going to be back in the trio for a while.
No, but he will be back.
He will be back because he's obviously such a crucial character and he hasn't died. The CIA did not kill him.
No.
I think he's going to be a mole within the CIA for eventually that he's going to somehow get his way back to Teresa and like become the mole for her. I think that that's going to happen. I think there's going to be another showdown between Camila and Teresa. I think Camila is going to be just like getting up her arsenal, rebuilding her world. Mm-hmm. She can't leave the cartel. You know that. There's nothing else she knows.
Right.
And she's going to want to get Isabella back. So I think there's going to be a big fight for her to try and get Isabella back because she can't go back to Mexico.
Right.
So how is she going to get Isabella? You know, one of those
and
things.
And Castell has Isabella.
Exactly. And Isabella, is she going to work for Castell and think that she's like helping her mom? Like, is someone going to get in her mind because she's easily swayed?
Mm-hmm. Is she going to go back to Dallas?
I don't know. Like, there's so many open-ended things.
Yeah.
We obviously know Cortez isn't going to be the villain, but there's going to be another villain that's going to come into play.
Yep.
And I'm interested to see where that's going to be because Devin Finch isn't gone.
Devin Finch could very well be the villain.
Yes, he can. Yeah. I can't stand him.
He's one of those villains that you love to hate, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that, like, you almost want to root for him, but then you're like, no, you're so evil.
Yeah.
You're rotten to the core.
So evil.
Yeah.
But, guys, there's so much that could happen. And fingers crossed, we are going to be sending out positive thoughts to Queen of the South because we want a season 4.
Yes.
And if all of you guys want a season 4, be sure to continue to tweet, comment, Instagram, do all the social media things and let them know how much you love the show. Obviously, USA, I'm sure, knows how much there is a fan outpouring for this show.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you guys to all of our amazing viewers and fans of the show, Queen of the South, and all of our wonderful guests this season. We had Yancey, we had Hemke, we had, who else did we have?
We had Hedaya, Ryan.
Hedaya. We had a lot of people, and we just love you guys so much, and hopefully you guys continue watching us on all of our AfterBuzz shows. I will be joining the This Is Us panel coming up soon. And again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And I'm Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. We're going to miss you guys.
Hey, I'm Jorge Pau. You can follow me at The L. Jorge on all of my social media, and I'm doing the Mayans panel on Tuesdays, so you still got me there.
There you go, and we hope to see you guys next season. Woo!
Woo!
Bye!
Andale, pues.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.